WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Munich, Germany, where along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio is about to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. CBS's Anna Norskevskich.
This meeting is highly anticipated. While European leaders are concerned that they might be sidelined while the U.S. is leading the negotiations.
Zelensky says he'll only meet Russian President Putin to discuss an end to the war once a common plan is in place with President Trump and Europe. In the fire-burned hills of Southern California, a new problem, excessive rain and mudslides. This man lives in Malibu.
We have fires all the time. We have mudslides, but nothing as apocalyptic as this.
Cold temps or not, Philadelphia Eagles fans are lined up for the team's victory parade after winning the Super Bowl.
I knew it was going to be cold. I'm layered up, like I got a bunch of layers on. I had to be here. Nothing was going to stop me.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state and visiting Head Start childcare providers. Melissa Kay has more.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewer Stadium.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy.
The 2025-27 executive budget will be published in the upcoming days. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his ninth All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around, and you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story, to be able to see how far I've come. I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
Well, I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory starts at 4 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, our pal Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show is in studio. Up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole performs live, and it's a bar band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform shedding more users than a molting parrot. And always, you can send us your comments and your deeply thought out observations to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I really, really enjoy all the thoughtful comments that that come in to that email address. So please keep it up. It's fabulous.
They're really well written. They're just
searingly to the point. Yeah. It's just,
definitely not the cries of whining, sniffling babies.
Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. In the last half hour of the show, we will lighten things up as we usually do. We're going to talk about, do you dream about work? And if so, what are those dreams?
FCC compliant.
Please. We would appreciate that.
I'm really hoping it's some like real David Lynchian type stuff going on here.
Do you dream about work? And if so, what are those dreams? We'll take your calls after 11:30. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Ptui edition. Stick around for that. It's amazing.
It's a doozy.
There is a video component as well. Yeah. That's important. That we'll include that in the show notes too. Just a reminder, we are going to get more snow between 5 and 11 today. 2 to 4 inches of snow forecast in the Milwaukee metro area. We do have a winter weather advisory kicking in from 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow. Less snow expected south of Milwaukee. But again, this is going to be happening just as people are getting out of work and starting to head home, or after you go to your Valentine's dinner and you're heading home. So just build in some extra time. Please be careful.
Have your Valentine's Day dinner at home. Get a heart-shaped pizza.
Ooh.
And just do that. And I mean, I know that fanciness is fancy, but let me tell you something. At my age, if my wife says, do you want to just sit at home in pajamas, watch movies, and eat pizza? That's the most romantic request ever, in my opinion.
See, and I would think most men would be like, oh, yes.
Yeah,
right?
I prefer comfort over getting dressed up. Like, now I understand if you want to get dressed up, I will totally do that. But there's something to be said about thick wool socks, PJs, real comfy, watching
a puppy on your lap,
watching a dumb movie you watched 1,000 times, and just enjoying the evening, especially in oncoming snowstorm.
Yeah, definitely. But again, just a heads up to please be careful on the roadways and double check that great website, 511wi.gov. 511wi.gov. That brings up a map of Wisconsin, shows you every accident all around the state, what the snow conditions are on the roads. Mm-hmm. It's very, very handy. And you can also download it as an app, just like you can the Civic Media app.
download it right to your phone. It's absolutely free. You can listen to us anywhere you want. You can choose whatever radio station you like. If you're in, say, vacationing in New Zealand, you can still listen to us. And it's being updated all the time. You can customize it to your location.
What you want.
If you like sports, you can get more sports. If you live up in the Northland, you can get Northland information and news. It is a great app, and it's always, always, always being updated. And download it. It's absolutely free. We'd love to get it on the earphone and take us with you wherever you go.
Be fabulous. Wanted to start off with this. Let's talk about school. Linda McMahon yesterday sketched out how key functions of the education department will be carved up to achieve Donald Trump's goal of dismantling the Department of Education. This was her first hearing yesterday. Linda McMahon, of course, has long been affiliated with professional wrestling, less affiliated with education.
Professional education.
Although she does have some ties-ish. But I think it's important to remember, and we've talked about this before, there is a big push by Republicans in this country, and especially in Wisconsin, for privatizing schools. More private schools, more public dollars going to private and charter schools, and less to our public schools, which, as far as I know, and if I'm wrong, please let me know, our public schools educate far more kids than private and charter schools do.
Mm-hmm.
We are funding two separate school systems.
Yeah.
They do not have the same measures of accountability.
Absolutely not.
And private schools and charter schools also have a little more discretion when it comes to who they will accept as a student.
Yes.
Calvin, I believe we have a clip from Linda McMahon from yesterday. Can you play that clip, please?
So private schools should not be able to turn away a student with a disability. Or a student based on their religion or their ethnicity or race?
Well, private schools aren't taking federal dollars.
But I'm saying,
so they have the ability to say that they, if they can, do not believe
they did
that
they receive them.
Well,
they
if they
not.
Believe that they cannot best serve that student and they're not taking federal dollars, then they have the right not to accept that student.
But I'm speaking specifically when we talk about, there's a lot of conversation about vouchers. If private schools take federal dollars, can they turn away a child based on a disability or religion or race?
Well, I think that there are also some public schools who are saying that they don't have the...
Really just
not,
a yes or
not
no.
answering
no,
the question.
Not. It really is.
Answer the question. And of course, she didn't answer the question.
Nope. No, because she can't say what she really wants to say.
Which is, yes, we have absolute right to discriminate against all kids, but we want the federal money.
Which is what they do now. That's not a scenario that's made up. This is not a hypothetical. This is what private schools are doing right now. Private schools that take your tax dollars, your money, they take the money, they accept the kid, and then they'll find a reason
to kick them out.
To kick them out, whether it's disability, whether it's religious, whether it's sexual orientation, whatever they want. If they find an angle, they can take it. And then guess what they get to do? Pocket that money without that child. And they move on to the next thing. And it is, as Jane says, funding two school systems.
Yes.
And not cheap either. Going to a private school, by the way, like I went to Catholic school. I didn't go to private boarding school or anything like that where I was whisked away to Europe. I went to a Catholic school in Waukesha that right now is more expensive than some of the UW schools in this state, which means you're footing the bill for a kid for like over $10,000.
And in many of these instances, these kids were already attending these schools.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there aren't problems with our public schools, especially MPS.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues. That's absolutely true. But I don't think funding two entirely different school systems is the answer, especially when charter and private schools do not have to uphold the same standards that public schools do. And it's my understanding they also do not have to do the same kind of reporting that public schools do.
They also get a different amount of reimbursement than public schools do.
Yes. especially for special needs.
Special
kids.
Needs to the tune of 90% of reimbursement to voucher schools versus the 10 or 20% that go to public schools. This is an unfair system set to fail, designed by Republicans for decades, based off of a system that was very, very innocent in the beginning. Voucher school was an experimental program.
Howard Fuller was the one behind it.
It was a Wisconsin thing. And then it got perverted. It got destroyed. It got retooled into this, well, this is how we do it. This is how we get rid of public schools or make them look so bad that no one has trust in them anymore. But people, Jane, they have trust in public schools. If they didn't, we wouldn't see overwhelming votes on voting up your own property tax.
Yep, to keep your schools open.
Yes.
And I go back to as well, especially in rural communities in Wisconsin, they don't have that many options.
Yep.
They don't have that many private and charter schools. They've got the public school, which in many instances could serve five different towns.
Yeah. And don't let the smoke and mirrors of Doge get you either. Every day Elon Musk says something about like, I found this much money. He ain't giving any of that money to the teachers. Even if he has, if he has found the money, that money's not going to teachers. It's not what can be used to build up our public schools. They want to destroy the Department of Education. All this is part of a plan, and you are funding it from your tax dollars. And Linda McMahon, who wants to be the Department of Education, who I guess she won't have a job for long.
Well, right. That's the whole goal, is to eliminate this department so it'll be a temporary job for her.
She's going
to
spearhead this project. Let's call it Project 2025 Education. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to be an unwitting accomplice because that is the tax dollars being used to them. I put in the show notes from the Wisconsin Education Network a breakdown from Wisconsin showing how much of your tax dollars goes to funding vouchers, and it will shock the living bejesus out of you.
It'll blow your mind. It really will. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I think you probably know a little bit about my background. I'm a retired teacher. I spent something like 40 plus years, and I taught at grade levels from sixth grade up through university, and I taught in public, private, and parochial schools. And regarding private schools, here's a couple of my observations from when I actually was there. First of all, one of the schools was parochial school. It was based on a certain religion, and every morning from 7:30 until 8 o'clock, there was a church service before school. Mm-hmm. Now, the students did not have to attend, but there's a lot of peer pressure. And so what essentially was being done is the religion was proselytizing the students at a very young age, relatively speaking. Secondly, I had students in my classes who had disabilities from dyslexia on. And some of them had some serious issues in terms of being able to handle the work.
Jack, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're just about to the break. We can take you on the other side if you can hang on. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Jack!
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about Linda McMahon, soon to be head of the Department of Education, and she's there to essentially kill it. Then they're not saying that that's why she's there. That is why she's there. Kenneth from Stoughton texted in listening on WMDX in Madison. Republicans should be against public money for private schools. The vaunted private enterprise is always supposed to be more efficient than government. Mm-hmm. Being subsidized by the government should be a black eye. Kenneth from Stoughton. Good point.
Well said.
Yeah, definitely. Well said. Jack from Merrimack has been very patient, still hanging with us through the break. Thanks, Jack. If you want to wrap it up quickly, please.
Sure. So some of my students anyway had issues that interfered with their grades, from dyslexia to autism. I looked at the background of the school personnel, from regular teachers to guidance, and several of them had backgrounds and what would be called special education. Mm-hmm. I went to the administration and I said, hey, can these people help these kids? And I listed about half a dozen of my students, and they basically said, no, we can't, because we're a private school. We can't afford to do that. So they basically flat out refused to deal with the special education. The final straw for me at this particular school was when the administration came to me and said, well, you're a student, and I'm a science teacher, and highly technical field, and some of my students had grades that the administration said, these grades aren't acceptable. And I said, well, I've tried to get them help here, 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 and here, mm-hmm. And the administration came back and said, well, they have to have higher grades. And basically, I was put under pressure to inflate their grades. And that was the final straw. So I resigned from that particular school. Yeah.
Good for you, Jack. Appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. 855-752-4842 is the number to call. We just have a couple of minutes left before the 11:30 news. After that, we are going to lighten it up, a little audio sorbet, as we call it, and take your calls about whether or not you dream about work. And if you do, what those dreams consist of. But I wanted to share this. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Who?
Vivek, who was the co-leader of DOGE for about a week and a half.
We're like dork.
Chiming in yesterday with some ideas on education, Greg Bach.
Really? What original thoughtful ideas does Vivek have?
Something that is shockingly reminiscent of something that happened under the Obama administration, but got vastly different reactions from the right. Vivek Ramaswamy says we should bring back the presidential fitness test in schools, serve healthier food in the cafeteria, and start Phi-Ed earlier in school. The best way to save on health care costs in the long run is to create a healthier population in the first place. Yes.
Yeah.
You're right, Vivek.
Who had that idea, Jane?
It was Michelle Obama, the first lady.
I remember her. She seemed real nice.
Yeah. Remember when Sarah Palin freaked out when Michelle Obama brought forward her signature effort as first lady was to get healthier food in schools, and the right lost their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sarah Palin held a cookie handout at a school fundraiser in Pennsylvania. Here's what Sarah Palin said when Michelle Obama suggested that we should be encouraging our kids to eat healthier and exercise more. Sarah Palin, take her anti-obesity thing that she's on. She's on this kick, right? What she's telling us is she cannot trust parents to make decisions for their own children, for their own families, in what we should eat. And I know I'm going to be criticized for bringing this up, but instead of a government thinking they need to take over and make decisions for us, according to some politician's wife's priorities, just leave us alone. Get off our back. Allow us as individuals to exercise our own God-given rights to make our own decisions and get our country back on the right track.
That's right. Two-time loser and governor quitter Sarah Palin just being totally, totally normal.
Just seems like
a standard that's...
Well, they're the same suggestions on encouraging healthier food in our schools. Obesity is absolutely a problem in this country.
Yes, it is.
Nobody's denying that.
Nope.
But there seems to be a vastly different response.
Yeah.
Considering if it comes from, I don't know, the spouse of a Democrat, as opposed to, say, a Republican.
Also a woman versus a man.
I also find it interesting that Sarah Palin, and I'm sure we'll hear this now from other Republicans, about they don't think that moms and dads know what's best for their kids. I'm sorry, they don't, because they don't want you to be able to make health decisions for your children.
Well, it's also going back to, we were talking about selective history. This is selective. This topic gets real selective. You can't tell a parent what their kid can and can't learn in school, even though that's what you trust the school to do. But when it comes to, like, I don't know, trans rights and gender-affirming care, that's when the government's got to tell the parents.
They know better.
Exactly what to do. Government knows better. They get it. And that's when government has to swoop in and be all government-y in your face.
And protect those kids from their own parents.
I know, because kids are going to school as a Jimmy and coming back home as a Jan, because that's how the trans thing works. They get all, they say, it's Taco Tuesday, but it's also Trans Tuesday. And it's so selective, so hypocritical. And Vivek, just go away. You never stood a chance in Doge. You were never going to be the co-head of this. It's hilarious you think so. Your policies are bogus.
Again, Vivek, I agree with you. We should be encouraging our kids to eat healthier.
Yes.
We should absolutely get them moving. I don't know. Michelle Obama had a program called Let's Move.
Yeah.
That was really controversial and radical and evil.
Yeah.
But Vivek is, they're all good. That's all fine. It's fine, 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 fine.
Let's all do some jumpy jacks for Vivek.
Nothing to see
here.
Is
it Vivek or Vivek?
Who cares? News is coming up next when we return. Do you have dreams about work? And if so, what are they? You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The support for a statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens. But with a recent Trump administration ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he is directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these.
And it's tax season, and tax scams are as predictable as taxes themselves. Here's Lisa Hale with what to look out for.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns of scammers posing as the Internal Revenue Service trying to trick people into paying up or sharing personal information. If you receive a call saying you owe back taxes and pressuring you to pay with a prepaid debit card or wire transfer, this is a scam. Scammers try to push you into action before you have time to think. The IRS will allow you to ask questions and appeal. The IRS will also always contact you first by mail, not by phone or email.
And it's a day to celebrate love. But with the winter weather advisory in effect tonight, you may want to rethink date night. Snow will hit hard this evening, with a hefty couple of inches already on the roads by the end of dinner, and gusty winds too. Visibility will be low and snow will blow and drift and recover some roads. If you must travel, don't be rushed and drive slow. Take turns, roundabouts, and ramps easy. And never use cruise control. You need to be able to feel what the car is doing and if the tires are gripping. Also, have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. I'd stock things like kitty litter, a shovel, extra gloves, hand warmers, chargers, battery bank, and a flashlight. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory starts at 4 o'clock and continues into the night. With around 1 to 2 inches of snow expected on the ground by this evening, we'll be waking up to around 4 inches or so. Then, another 1 to 3 inches is possible Saturday, before the cold crashes in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
On Friday night, it's a high school basketball doubleheader as the Marathon Red Raiders host the Phillips Loggers in both boys and girls basketball. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 5:30, the boys tip off at 5:45, followed by the girls. And you can hear all the action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon hosting Phillips in both boys and girls basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 5:30 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition. Our old friend Reed Galen, founder of The Union, will be here to talk about voter registration, how to be a voter, and we'll do a little what's worse.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do, 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 do. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
technology.
God.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Patooey edition. There's a great video element that we will include in the show notes after the show is over. It's definitely worth taking a look.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about this already, it's pretty wild.
Jane, would you say we've moved into the audio sorbet portion of the... I'll wear it.
I like that. a palate cleanser for your ears.
Exactly.
A palate cleanser for your ears. We try to lighten things up a little bit in the last half hour of the show so we can all take a breath.
Yes, we need breathing.
I do think it's important. And I don't want folks to think that we don't take what's going on this very, very seriously, because we do.
Absolutely.
But I also think we cannot stay in that hair on fire mode.
No.
Unless it absolutely requires it.
You have to be able to smile. You have to be able to laugh. And I don't care how dark it gets, we all find a time to feel some levity, even if it's for a moment, but find more than just a moment, please.
Please. Yeah, I just think it's good for you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why we do this. Try to lighten things up a little bit for the last half hour of the show. So here's today's question. Do you dream about work? And if you do, what is that dream? I had a really hard time getting to sleep last night. And when I did finally fall asleep, it was one of my old classics.
Yeah.
That I haven't had for a long time. Years and years ago, when I was going to broadcasting school, I worked for JCPenney's.
Remember that, kids?
Yeah. Remember JCPenney's? I worked for JCPenney's as a data entry operator from like 5 p.m. until midnight. And
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And all I did was enter credit card numbers.
Oh. Like purchases?
No, just the credit card number.
Oh, my God.
That's what I remember. Maybe it was purchases as well. But I would dream then about combinations of numbers all night long.
Oh, my God.
395-527-722. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's exhausting.
Yes.
Even though you're sleeping, you're dreaming about being at work, and you wake up and it's like, wow, I feel like I just put in a full shift.
Doesn't that suck?
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you dream about work? And if so, what do you dream about? How does the dream go?
Yeah, it's, I was telling you that I had the same thing when I used to work at a barbershop. I would have, and I've had this for other places I've worked for, but I would have full dreams of just clients walking in and I would cut their hair and have a regular conversation. And you asked me, like, well, are you using, like, you know.
Could you not find the scissors, or where's the panic?
Nope.
No.
Nope. There's nothing weird about it. There's nothing crazy. You know, a evil comic book villain doesn't come crashing through the window. Nothing at all. It is. I literally feel like I work 16 hours that day because I put in my 8 hours in reality. And then at night, I have an 8 hour shift at work. I wake up upset because at least give me a situation where I can't find my scissors or whatever. But no, it's just regular work. Not fair. Don't like it.
You'd think there would be a twist in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, some kind of angle. Do you dream about work? And if so, what does that dream entail? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, I used to dream about when I worked for Penny's and I was a data entry operator, and I would just dream about combinations of numbers for hours. Hours and hours.
Sounds like you're staring at the Matrix. Tony on the live stream says, I don't dream about this job, but I used to dream about my factory jobs, and the line would never stop, and it would keep going faster and faster. Not fun. It was like I Love Lucy at the chocolate factory.
I was just
going to
say that, yes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, well, that's the thing is, give me some kookiness, or at least, you know, whatever, but just to do nothing but your regular job, that's just no fun. Absolutely no fun whatsoever.
PJ on the live stream. Sure, I used to dream about having a great sustainable wage job after college, but that didn't turn out.
Yeah.
different kind of dream.
Yeah.
PJ, but I get where you're going. 855-752-4842. Do you dream about work? And if so, what does that dream entail? Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. This is a dream from a long time ago. When I first started working, I washed dishes in a truck stop. And that was my first job, technically. And I was only probably 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that for days after I started that job, all I dreamt about every night was dishes.
Oh.
Come flying out of that dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I would have to be ducking these dishes.
Oh, jeez.
And it was a horrible experience for a young person.
Oh, my gosh, Ollie. When
that's my dream.
When dishes attack.
Yes. It was awful.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. I'm laughing, though.
But now you laugh about it, yeah. But it's like, God, that was weird. And you wonder, hello, brain, what are you doing?
What's my subconscious trying to tell me?
Yeah, what's going on up there? Thank you so much, Ollie. Really appreciate it.
We have a text from a listener on Listening WAUK. I used to be an ICU nurse. I still dream about having a patient assigned to me that I didn't know about and didn't receive care during my shift.
Oh, gosh.
Yikes.
That's one of those panic dreams. That's one of those anxiety dreams.
That I was telling you before the show, I only have one reoccurring panic anxiety dream, and that is I am in a play for which I have studied no lines.
I have that one repeatedly.
Yeah.
The other one that I have, and again, I've been doing this job for more than 40 years.
Yeah.
I'm coming on the air. I don't have any guests.
Yeah.
I don't have anything prepped. I don't have access to anything. And I've got 30 seconds to go on air.
See,
and it's just that, it's that panic dream, that anxiety dream.
I personally feel like you would excel because you know enough about what's going on. You have enough smarts in your brains to be able to do a 2-hour show and just talk about what's going on. Yeah. I have the belief in you. In fact, we're doing that on Monday, folks.
No, we're not. And I do a lot of prep.
Yeah.
To some, that may be shocking, but I actually do read many articles related to the things that we're going to be talking about before we go on the air. And I think it's really important, at least for me. I think there are folks who can go on the air and just wing it. That's not me. I'm not that good.
No, I personally disagree. I've seen you wing it. You're very good at your wonging is wonderful. But I totally understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Got to be a little prepared, but I think that's funny that's one of your reoccurring anxiety dreams.
But we all have that in some form.
Yes.
The same thing with our ICU nurse.
Yep.
So you're assigned a patient, but you never got to them, and you don't have any of the notes about them, and it's that,
Liz in Saukville listening on WAUK says, I even talk about work in my sleep. My husband even recorded me saying that that sending a file via SFTP will stop me from snoring.
What?
LOL, I work in IT.
You're going to have to interpret that for me. I don't even know
what it means.
Galvin, do you know what that means?
I'm sure it's like a programming.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's the, I don't know what it means. It's the lingo itself is funny that you're just like, sending a file SFTP.
That is hilarious. 855-752-4842. Do you dream about work? And if so, what is the dream? Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Yeah, I worked in pharmacy for 15 years, and I haven't been working in it lately, like over the last year, but I've had some really weird pharmacy dreams where either we're extremely busy, and somehow I remember everything, like, the names of the drugs, how to spell them, like to a T.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of weird. The other thing is, one night I was spending the day at my mom's house, and I come upstairs, you know, when I woke up in the morning, mom's like, oh, good morning, how are you? I'm like, fine. She's like, so how was your dream last night? I'm like, well, what do you mean? She's like, you were talking in your sleep. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, all I heard downstairs when I went to grab the dog food was, yeah, they know, fluoxetine, you know, X amount of milligrams twice a day, blah, 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 blah. And then you started laughing, and it was a sinister laugh. I'm like, Yeah, it's because I woke up and realized that I was actually like talking in my sleep, which woke me up.
But you know, it's amazing, like you said, Brian, it's amazing that you the names of drugs can be really complicated.
Yeah.
The fact that you would remember how to spell them correctly in your dreams, that's quite impressive, actually.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Brian.
Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Do you dream about work? And if so, what is the dream? Evil Eeyore on the live stream. I retired 6 years ago after 30 plus years programming. I still dream about my old jobs. Just dreamt about it the other night. I got fired. Ha! Huh? 855-752-4842. Lee from Yuba is on the line. Good morning, Lee. Thanks for joining us. Do you dream about work?
Good morning. I was a teacher for 32 years. I retired 26 years ago. And I still have dreams about teaching, about I don't know where the class is. I don't know where the kids are. I can't find my anything. I'm in the building, but I don't know where my room is.
Yep.
It's just nuts. And invariably, I'll have to try and find the bathroom. And I have no idea what it was. And luckily, I wake up and everything's good.
But isn't that something now that sticks all these years, and you're still dreaming about, I don't have my lesson plan. Again, it's that same anxiety dream that I have about not being prepared to go on the air, not having guests, not having any show prep, not having any notes. And your dream about, although your barber dream was just a normal dream.
My barber dream sucked. There was nothing even fun about it. It was nothing like I forgot how to do it. Like, I just went to work. Calvin, do you dream about work?
My most recent dream about work was definitely just an anxiety dream. And I needed to leave the house to get to work. Otherwise, the show wasn't going to be able to go on the air. And things kept coming up that I couldn't leave the house. Like, I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't find... Something happened. And then you wake up like sweating.
You wake up panicked. Thank you so much, Lee. Really appreciate that. Thanks for checking in.
I have those dreams where it's like I need to escape and I can't run away, or I need to open my eyes and I can't open my eyes. Like, those are totally different dreams. Those are borderline nightmares.
But
my anxiety dream is always the play I haven't studied for. My work dreams are usually just boring. I want more interesting dreams, Jane.
I'll send you some of my anxiety dreams.
Thank you very, very much.
I would be happy to give you some of mine.
We got a couple more comments on the text messaging. Tony in Madison says, I don't dream about work, but many times when I get up in the middle of the night, I start thinking about work and I can't fall back to sleep.
There's that. Todd from De Pere, listening on in Green Bay on WGBW. I used to work for an airline. Every so often, we'd have to do a crash response exercise where a fully loaded commercial plane would crash on the airfield. Still haunts me to this day. I can't imagine. That's horrible.
Listen, everyone, we're going to make you witness a fake traumatic event. Enjoy your nightmares.
Over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I hope you have much better dreams tonight.
Me too.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
We can all take a breath.
Yes, let's all take a breath.
Let's all take a breath and relax. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. It's the Patooey edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, it's easy. Is it a dream? Long, lost dream. Your love. Me with a dream. Oh, oh, yes, it's a dream. What a wonder it be. Oh, it seems. Is it a dream?
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before the break, we were talking about whether or not you dream about work. And if you do, what is that dream?
Yeah.
And we had one more we wanted to get to.
I think we have the winner. Angie listening in Monroe on WMDX. Thank you so much, Angie, for getting in touch with us. I've dreamt about fighting brawls when I worked at Perkins, third shift. Ah. And once I waited on a guy that had the sexiest eyes, body, singer from Canada. Mm. Have no clue what he said about what band he was in. I still think of those eyes.
Oh.
I think that's...
Dreaming about fights at Perkins.
A third shift brawl at a Perkins. That's a song right there. Like,
or a movie.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Or a movie. Love Angie. It. You should start working on that. I think you got an idea there.
Thank you so much, Angie, for texting that beautiful, beautiful moment.
Appreciate that. Really busy week coming up next week.
Yes.
Tuesday, by the way, is the primary election.
Yes.
It's not the sexiest of elections.
Nope.
It's a very important election. There are three people running to head up the Department of Public Instruction in Wisconsin. Two of those will be moving forward.
Yes.
Cast your vote Tuesday. Early voting's also underway. If you have questions about where to go, what's going to be on your ballot, there might be some other races depending upon where you are in Wisconsin, but the public school public superintendent is the big one that we will all have on the ballot. Go to myvote.wy.gov.
Yep. You can see your sample ballot, and early voting for the most part in Wisconsin ends today. There might be some areas tomorrow, but I don't know. It's best if you want to vote early, do it today. If not, you can't do it Monday.
No, you can't.
And then if you can do it Tuesday, it's going to be a very fast ballot. There's not going to be much.
There's
on
not
there,
a lot on there.
But make the time, just like November, make a plan because
it's important.
It'll literally, if most likely, it will take you like 20 minutes at most.
It's worth it.
Yes,
you want to be a voter. It's cool.
It's so cool.
Some of our guests next week include Representative Mark Pocan.
Yep.
Just a couple of things to talk to him about. James Vanderloo, we're going to be talking tariffs and what he is hearing from his clients across the country.
Yep.
And we're also going to talk about Social Security from Social Security Works. Alex Lawson is going to be here next week as well. So I hope you will join us for that. Right now, though, it is 11:54, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from Sky News. Headline reads, kayaker survives being swallowed by humpback whale in Chile.
What?
The 24-year-old, understandably shaken up by his near-death experience, which was all caught on camera. The video of this is insane. So this 24-year-old man and his father were kayaking off the coast of Patagonia in Chile.
Ooh.
When a humpback whale came up, swallowed the 24-year-old along with his raft, along with his kayak, goes under the water, and then short time later, the kayak and the 24-year-old go, and they pop up. He said he thought he was going to die.
Well, I mean, of course you think you're going to die.
I can certainly understand that. His father nearby in another kayak caught it all on camera. I thought I was dead, said 24-year-old Mr. Simakis. I thought it had eaten me, that it had swallowed me. Luckily, the whale released him after just, it was less than 5 seconds.
Well, for what you and Calvin were saying is that whales can't even ingest, I mean, the size of a raft and a person anyways. So I'm going to say this right now. Most likely, if you get ingested by a whale, if you get swallowed, you will get swallowed. They just, you know.
Kind of mouth you.
Yeah.
Well.
Kind of.
But it is.
Just wait. Give yourselves 1 to 3 seconds and you should be fine.
I don't know that that's exactly what would be going through my head if I got swallowed by a whale.
Take that off the list of your list of total and absolute nightmares, because you most likely will survive being mouthed by a whale.
The whale released him after just a few seconds. The camera that his father was running can catch his dad saying, stay calm, stay calm. Oh, sure.
Yeah, but
easy for you to say. The 24-year-old said he was still worried he could die. When I came up and started floating, I was scared something might happen to my father, that we wouldn't reach shore in time, or I would get hypothermia. Fortunately, they both managed to get to shore. This happened just last Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go kayaking in Patagonia, I don't know. What do you take along to prevent that from happening?
Nothing, because they'll mouth you and then they'll spit you out. Patooey. Go in Lake Michigan. Just go in Lake Michigan. You got
fewer
fight.
Whales.
Fewer whales got a chance against the crappies.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all. There's video of it. We'll put it in
I
the show
I just watched
notes.
It. This is insane.
You have to see it to really appreciate it. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt and Air on Air, and it will be in the shows. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Let's rock some local music this weekend on Max Inc. Join us as we welcome Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, plus Yanni and Rocker will stop in for a visit. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A meeting just wrapped up in Germany between Vice President Vance, Secretary Rubio, and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We want the war to come to a close. We want the killing to stop. But we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road.
Zelensky said it was a good conversation, but they need to speak more to plan how to stop Putin and finish the war. Hundreds of Fed workers have gotten layoff notices, with more on the way. That includes many at the CDC. Dr. Celine Gounder on the implications.
Policy may not be guided by science, but rather by politics and ideology.
Despite the 34-degree temps in Philadelphia right now, tons of fans showed up to celebrate their Super Bowl-winning Eagles with a victory parade.
I knew it was going to be cold. I'm layered up, like I got a bunch of layers on. I had to be here. Nothing was going to stop me.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Brittany.